Thanks so much for joining us here on WPR News. Well, we'll talk about pools and hot tubs now. Having your own pool or hot tub at home, it can provide a little backyard escape. But before you jump in, there's a lot to consider. Do you want an in-ground or maybe above-ground pool? How much maintenance will a hot tub require? Well, we have somebody who can answer those questions and probably a whole lot more. We're talking today with Kim Steffenhagen. He's general sales manager at Patio Pleasures in Sun Prairie in Madison. Just to mention as well, tomorrow on Garden Talk, we'll be talking more about water. As a matter of fact, you'll hear about the best ways to water your plants, how to install pleasant water features in your garden. But first, tell us why maybe you have a pool, you have a hot tub. Tell us why you love them, or maybe you got an issue with them. Maybe you could share what you think others should know before considering constructing of a pool or a hot tub. Give us a call. The number's 800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or you could send an email to talk@wpr.org. Kim Steffenhagen, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, Larry.
To begin, let's just tell us a little bit more about what Patio Pleasures does.
Patio Pleasures is a pool, hot tub, sauna, furniture retailer who services all of those items, installs all of those items, and help people live better lives. You know, we're all about wellness, inspiring the endless weekend, and, you know, kind of bringing vacation to your backyard.
Yeah. And I assume there's many variations in sizes and shapes of pools and tubs that you might, and hot tubs that you might offer.
Absolutely. You know, with all the different categories, like for instance, pools.
Yeah.
You've got above ground pools. In that category, you have round pools, you have oval pools. You know, some manufacturers even make different, you know, rectangular pools. We really specialize in, you know, for the above ground market and especially in our area, you know, kind of making it as turnkey as we possibly can. So like in-ground pools, you're going to have many different styles of pools. You can have a vinyl liner pool, which is in ground. You can have a fiberglass pool. The fiberglass pool we really specialize in. There's a new category pool too called a plunge pool, which is really, really taken on a lot of traction in the last 5 years. And, you know, some people go down to Florida and that's kind of where the concept came from. But in our area, you know, it's during the summer, of course. So those are really small pools, can be as small as 8x16 or as big as 12x24. But good for soaking in instead of, you know, necessarily swimming laps.
So kind of like a hot tub in the summer.
Kind of like that. It's like you can cool off. It's like air conditioning, you know, for the pool, you know, so a lot of people love that.
Yeah, and you can set up some nice arrangements around it and kind of a nice place to, even if you're not jumping in,
right?
Kind of a nice place to just sit and relax and look at the water and have yourself a good time.
A lot of people go on vacation and sit by the pool in the chaise lounge, you know, and maybe some of the families jumping in the pool, but not everybody. It's a great place to gather and hang out.
Wondering about, I'm sure you're involved in this, specializations of a pool or a hot tub. And I'm thinking about things like a little waterfall, maybe, or a diving board, things like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's, depending on, you know, the pool, and they have to meet certain safety requirements. You know, we do have pools where they work with a diving board. You just have to have the right depth on the deep end. A lot of people love to get slides. And we do different slides that slide into the pool. You know, that's all in the planning stages, getting all the plumbing and proper. And, you know, we've done different things like fire features in corners of pools, you know, that water kind of trickles over and you can have a fire pit coming out of the corner called fire bowls. You know, there's all these different types of fun stuff that you can do.
Oh, yeah. That
bubblers
sounds like
coming out of the shallow end, and you've got tanning ledges, so it's only like 8 inches deep.
So lots of different things that can go on with that. And you mentioned you like the fiberglass when it comes to the pool. Why do you more often use fiberglass as opposed to some of those other types?
Sure. The fiberglass tends to be the lowest maintenance. Because it doesn't have a porous surface, it's easier to maintain that surface. So, you know, different things that, you know, like a vinyl liner, sometimes you can deal with a little bit more algae issues and things like that over the life of the pool, nothing you can't, you know, deal with. But you've got, so that's a big benefit. The other big benefit with that fiberglass pool is it comes precast in one shape, and they can do a lot of unique shapes and features. So like the tanning ledge I mentioned, the pool can come with a pre-built shelf for a tanning ledge that could be, you know, 8 feet wide or even, you know, a little bit wider. And then it's a preformed bottom. So you can, you know, go gradually from one level to a 6.5 foot deep end. The other big, really nice thing about it is the installation tends to be a little bit faster. So you still go through all the stages of building an in-ground pool, but literally there's water getting installed in it by day one, day two. Not ready to swim necessarily, but it just feels like the process moves quicker.
And let's talk some more about the hot tubs and the different models of hot tubs. I mean, talk about the kinds of ones that you have too.
Yeah. So for hot tubs in Wisconsin, most of them are all be considered portable hot tubs. It's pretty rare that you have an in-ground hot tub in Wisconsin unless it's at a commercial environment. So most of them are all going to be portable. And what that means is that, you know, you can put them on a concrete slab, right? They come in all different shapes and sizes, from a, you know, 2 to 3 person all the way up to like a 8 to 10 person hot tub, or even a swim spa. That's another category where you can swim against the current. You know, so you've got all those different shapes, sizes, and everybody's backyard is unique. And, you know, everybody's vision is unique. And so a lot of times, you know, we're just designing the project, and we're finding the right sized hot tub to fit their space, and helping design around it. Because, you know, you don't want it to just look like a box of water, right? You want it to look and flow with your landscape, and make sure that the steps are in the right spot and the cover opens off. And we use what's called the cover lifter to make it easy to open the hot tub so one person can do it and it's not a chore. So you got all those different variations when it comes to sizes. And we specialize in two manufacturers specifically. We specialize in Bullfrog Spas. It's a manufacturer we partner with that has, you know, all the way from a traditional spa all the way up to a swim spa. But they specialize in more advanced technology in the jetting. The beauty of that particular manufacturer is you can pick your seats. Normally in a hot tub, you sit where you sit because it's the most comfortable based on your height. And with that manufacturer, you actually get to put the seat you like to use where you sit. It's very unique. It's the only one in the industry like that. And people love it.
Yeah. It sounds great. I'm wondering, you know, my neighbor's got, my next door neighbor has a hot tub. They use it in the wintertime. And I've often wondered about number, and I haven't asked him about it, but insulation. I mean, if you're going to run a hot tub in the winter and it's outside, you got to have that thing insulated pretty darn good, I'm thinking.
You are 100% correct. And that is a different, there's all different categories of hot tubs. Usually, like the kind that we carry, we're on more on the premium side. So we're going to have the most energy efficient hot tubs pretty much on the planet, I always like to say. So there is no more space to put insulation. Some manufacturers cut costs there, where they'll just do like a wrapper on the outside, or they'll do just the bare minimum, right? But everything we do is almost completely insulated. And they make them in a way that, 10 years down the road, if you ever need to access something, you can access it, which is the downside to insulating it as good as you can is you have to be able to make it so you can access it. Like if you ever needed to get at the far corner of that hot tub or something like that. So that's the brands that we partner with make that process very, very simple as well. So you don't have the negative side effect of a hot tub that's well insulated for Wisconsin weather.
Kim Steffenhagen, our guest today, General Sales Manager at Patio Pleasures in Sun Prairie, talking with him about pools and hot tubs. Questions for him, give a call. The number's 800-642-1234. Or you could email us to talk@WPR.org. Love to hear from you. I'm Larry Mueller for WPR News. Talking pools and hot tubs now with our guest, Kim Steffenhagen, General Sales Manager for Patio Pleasures in Sun Prairie in Madison. Great to have him with us. And again, you can join us, email to talk@WPR.org or give a call, 1-800-642-1234. James in Waukesha emailed us. You were talking about in-ground. They have an old in-ground hot tub built into the floor of their basement, that they want to remove. The power is to it is shut off on the circuit breaker board, but they do not know if the water supply is active. What should they know about do for removing this hot tub?
Sure, absolutely. So typically, if it's an in-ground spa, built into a basement or really any room, typically the equipment that runs that unit is going to be in another space. Most hot tubs are portable. Even the ones that are built into the ground don't typically have a water source running to them. They typically are filled with a garden hose, even the in-ground units. So I would verify that, locate where your equipment's located. That's really the only plumbing that's going to be going from the unit itself to and from that circulates and filters and cleans the water. So in most cases, that's not typically an issue. And if it's indoors and, you got to try to pull it out of the ground, and if you don't have a door big enough, then you take a sawzall and have somebody make sure they're properly, cover their face properly with a mask, to make sure you don't get fiberglass in your lungs and all that good stuff, and cut it up into pieces and get it out, and then do whatever you got to do to fill the hole.
There you go. Jan in Kenosha has a question. Let's go there. Hi, Jan.
Hi. I have been seeing on TV on these home shows, they're now showing making pools out of shipping containers. Is that a fad, or is it a good thing, or is it a good thing or a bad thing? Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for calling, Jan. Pools out of shipping containers, good or bad?
I've seen it in a lot of trade magazines. I haven't seen it in Wisconsin yet. They can be pretty contemporary looking the way they build them. As long as you've got a way to remove the water, filter it, clean it, and have the water shoot back in and get proper filtration, you can pretty much use any vessel theoretically to make a pool. So I've seen them done different ways where they design specific liners for those devices, a shipping container, and It's just a unique way. You know, they're building even houses out of those now, right?
Yeah.
So a lot of different things you can do to hold water.
I'd want to know what was being shipped in the shipping containers before. Yeah. You know, are they shipping chemicals or, you know, whatever would make a difference in my mind anyway.
Yeah.
That's for sure. Jan, there you go. Megan in Oliva, we'll go to you now. Hi, Megan.
Hey, I have a question about what I think is a hot tub water heater. We bought a house a few years ago, and I think it housed a hot tub at one point in the backyard. There's a power source near the back deck area that I think was used for the hot tub. And then I think there's it looks like maybe an instant hot water heater in their basement. The brand is Noritz, N-O-R-I-T-Z. And I'm just wondering how I would go about seeing if that setup still works. Is that a plumber? Is that HVAC? Is that a pool company? Thanks.
All right.
That one, I would almost refer to a plumber first to see if they can diagnose, you know, if there's not a vessel or body water or lines that go to it and from it. An instant hot water heater, in our industry, there's not really much of that out there. It's all either like heat pumps or gas pumps or propane or heaters, I should say. So that one I would definitely diagnose with a plumber.
All right. There you go, Megan. Thank you for calling. Pete in Wautoma, what's on your mind?
I am thinking about installing an infinity type pool. I haven't really looked into it much, but I have a house on a hillside. It's a walkout basement, but there's no plumbing drains in the basement. The well pump and so forth is down there. Two questions. One, when I drain it, does it have to be drained into the septic system? And then I would have to do some sort of lift pump. And number two, how would this affect humidity in the house? If I have this in the house, in the basement, am I going to have some sort of dehumidification unit there and perhaps even an enclosed room to control the humidity? I'll take the answer off air. Thank you.
Okay. All good questions, I believe.
As far as like a infinity pool, you said it was on a hill at first, so it made me think outside, and then you mentioned inside.
Yeah. Wants to put it in his basement, and it's sort of a...
Like a...
The basement is exposed on the one end from the sound of it.
Okay. So any pool that's put indoors definitely needs a way to control the humidity, for sure. 100% yes. And in a lot of people that build pools indoors do kind of separate it from the house a little bit to be able to control the moisture and keep it from spreading throughout the house. And then as far as draining the pool, there's different codes around that from different municipalities even on where the water would drain to. Typically, the only reason you need to drain water is going to be if you were backwashing a filter or cleaning something like that. So, you know, in most cases, it's wasted outdoors. But, you know, if it's indoors and you need to plumb it in line, and it needed to be wasted into a septic system, then I would definitely consult a septic expert for that part of it. Hopefully that answers your question.
Yeah, thank you very much for calling, Kim, calling. Jack emailed us. They have an older soft tub 140 that has heating issues. Can you service this hot tub?
You know, it's not a manufacturer, for instance, that say Patio Pleasure services, but sometimes there's different independents that offer service for, say, a soft tub. The one piece of advice I give you right away is just remove your filter. Make sure there's no debris in the hot tub that could get sucked into your pump, and temporarily run it and see if it heats. A lot of times, 70% of the time, it can be literally just a filter clogged that stops it from heating. So I'd always start there, start with the obvious things first. Secondly, you know, it can be just the heater. I'm not as 100% familiar. Soft tub's not a brand I've ever carried, You know, but I would reach out to them directly and say, do you have a service technician for our area? And that way you can get right to who they recommend. You know, there's usually a warranty service provider for manufacturers that aren't carried at, you know, brick and mortar dealers.
Jim wonders what kind of changes might you need to make to your home's electrical panel before you get a hot tub?
So that's a great question. With a hot tub, in most portable hot tubs, you're going to want to do 220, 40 amp or 50 amp service, up to 60 amp service. And then some manufacturers, one of them that we have has a 30 and a 20 breaker. So really, before the service gets installed, it's actually ideal to pick out the hot tub so the right service that is needed for the hot tub gets installed. But that is a great planning question. And the one other tip that I want to give anyone that has electrical done ahead of time is there's different codes on where that electrical GFCI subpanel can be installed. And some electricians, even though they're in the trade and that's their specialty, they think, okay, hot tub, it's going to go there. And they put it too close to where the hot tub's going to go, not thinking about the hot tub in the space they have planned for the hot tub, because that needs to be a minimum space distance. In most cases, it's 5 feet minimum away from that sub panel. So just plan that out before electrical gets installed so you don't have to redo something or technically break code.
Very, very good points. What are the daily upkeep requirements for a pool or a hot tub?
So the biggest thing when you're taking care of pool or spa water is number one, bring a sample to, you know, we do a lot of water testing for people.
Okay.
Bring a sample of the water in, and we can help guide the process, right? Getting the water balanced properly. That's where it starts kind of getting to do a different foreign language for people.
Yeah.
And we know how to speak that language and try to make it easy to understand, because you have to balance the pH, balance the alkalinity, balance the calcium of the water. And that's the first step in maintaining any body of water for a pool or a spa, right? And then there's the sanitation of the water. And there's a lot of different ways to get to the finish line when it comes to that. With hot tubs, we have a lot of different devices that are on them that make the water care much, much easier. The goal is always going to be, what can we do to make this as easy as possible?
Yeah.
Because that's the number one concern that folks have when it comes to owning a body of water, whether it be a pool or a hot tub. So the key up there is making sure you're partnered with a reputable person and or company that can help guide that process to make that as easy as possible to take care of. So it's just simply sanitizing, filtering, and balancing the water. So that's going to be the main steps to caring for a pool or a spa.
Yeah. And of course, here in Wisconsin, you got to do you have to get all the water out of a pool when it comes, winter is approaching, sort of thing?
For the kind that we do, actually, we drain it to a certain level based on the pool. Some we don't at all. But they get special devices installed called gizmos, and they actually winterize pools. But they all require their own special, unique characteristic. We have an amazing service team that literally closes hundreds and hundreds of pools and opens hundreds and hundreds of pools. The big key is it's got to be done right per the pool. Otherwise, you've got major nightmare when it comes to opening it.
Yeah, I like that. I like that a lot. I always had a service at our lake home that came and put our pier in and took it out.
Right.
And after I tried it myself and did it myself a year or two, I decided that, why am I doing this? It was a whole lot more pleasant when you have a service like what you're talking about with the pools or the hot tubs, especially
Absolutely.
The
pools. Absolutely.
Kim, it has been a pleasure. I guess I have to do this again. Boy, the time flew by. Thank you so much for being with us today. We'll look forward to another visit. Thanks, Kim.
Sounds great. Thank you, Larry.
Kim Stefanhagen, General Sales Manager at Patio Pleasures in Sun Prairie and Madison. They work both Madison and Sun Prairie. great to have them with us today to talk pools and hot tubs. A lot of fun. And thank you for joining us today for this program. Garden Talk will be coming up tomorrow. We'll talk more about water on Garden Talk. But for now, our producers, thank you very much, Clara Neipert and Joel Patnaud, our technical directors, Lee Rayburn and Jeff Robbins. Our executive producer is Jill Nadeau. I'm Larry Mueller. Thank you so much for listening. Tune in tomorrow for Garden Talk. But in the meantime, stay with us. Lots more in store here on WPR News.